USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The arraignment of former President Trump is over. His attorneys spoke to the media outside the Manhattan courthouse after the proceedings.
Yeah, I was surprised there were no facts in there. I mean, normally in an indictment you have alleged facts, so they said that this was a false business record entry to agent bet another crime without saying what the other crime was.
Trump attorney Joe Tacopina. Trump is on his way back to Florida, where he will speak from Mar-a-Lago this evening. The Trump campaign is capitalizing on the former president's arrest. A fundraising email from Trump's 2024 campaign is advertising a T-shirt with a fake mugshot of the former president. The photo has the phrase, "Not guilty," below it. The campaign is offering the shirts in exchange for a $47 contribution. This despite the fact a mugshot of Trump was not actually taken during his arraignment. Outside the Manhattan courthouse, Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene made a brief appearance at a pro-Trump protest.
They're persecuting him, and it's all because he's the leading Republican candidate for the presidential election for 2024.
She addressed the crowd and slammed Democrats before being escorted away from the chaotic scene. The number of job openings dropped in February, falling below 10 million. It's the first time in 2 years the number has fallen below the 10 million mark. Economists say it's a sign the Federal Reserve's campaign to raise rates and slow the labor market to curb inflation is having an effect. A suicide note was found at the Nashville home of the woman who killed six people at the Covenant School last week. Nashville police say along with the note, they found weapons and ammunition in the house. The department has released the list of the 47 items that belong to the shooter. And there's a new twist in the case of a Virginia elementary school teacher who was shot by a student. An attorney for a classmate of the gunman said the client had warned Abigail Zwerner the child had a gun and was reportedly told to sit down and be quiet. The former principal of the school is making the same allegation. This is USA News.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
President Biden will sit down with science and technology advisors to discuss the risks and opportunities associated with artificial intelligence.
There's a comprehensive process that is underway to ensure a cohesive federal government approach to AI-related risks and opportunities.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the discussions will surround the impact of AI on individuals, society, and national security. It all comes on the heels of the introduction of chatbots like ChatGPT. Your tax refund may be a few $100 less than usual this year.
Latest IRS data shows the total amount refunded to taxpayers is $172 billion, which is more than $16 billion less than in 2022. That's an average refund of just under $3,000, which is $360 less per person since last year. Pandemic-era federal payment programs, including stimulus checks and child-related tax and credit programs expiring, are the main reason. I'm Skip Kelly.
Tiger Woods says he doesn't know how many Masters golf tournaments he has left in him. Speaking to reporters in Augusta, Woods said he knows more guys on the Champions Tour, which is for seniors, than on the regular tour. The 47-year-old said although his game is limited, he feels better than he did last year at the Masters. It is a smelly time at New York's Botanical Garden. The corpse flower bloomed this morning for the first time in several years. While that flower itself is pretty to look at, it smells like rotting meat. The last time the corpse flower bloomed, it attracted 25,000 visitors. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Yes, we do have availability. Those dates for how many guests?
Andrea's Boutique Hotel is the destination to tie the knot.
Oh, you want the whole property?
She needs an assistant to catch the bookings bouquets.
249 guests, huh? Oh, and 3 dogs.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.